In spite of an environmental challenge from the city of Somerville, the man behind the casino planned for Everett insists construction will begin soon, even though right now it's on hold. A defiant Steve Wynn visited the casino site yesterday, and WBUR's Jack Lepiarz was there.
Construction on the $1.7 billion casino along the Mystic River has been on hold since Somerville filed a new challenge to its environmental permits. But Steve Wynn says he is confident the project will move forward, and he's confident it will move forward without any additional payments to the city of Somerville.
We're done paying. Zero. The chances of the mayor of Somerville getting any extra money from us are zero.
Wynn says his company will end up paying $250 million in mitigation payments to the state and cities around the Everett Casino, now dubbed Wynn Boston Harbor. Somerville is one of those cities due to receive a $650,000 annual payment. It had asked for $1.5 million.
Oh, my goodness, people decided there were risks that had to be mitigated that no one ever thought of before. If someone had a hemorrhoid, we had to mitigate it. That's a joke. I'm not used to the level of sense of humor in the mass press yet, so I'm taking it one step at a time.
Wynn says he's not sure why Somerville sued to stop the project. His best guess is that Somerville sees the project as competition, especially for the new Assembly Row shopping area just over the Mystic River. Somerville's mayor argues the project will drastically increase traffic and lower the air quality. That's something Wynn dismisses.
Air quality? You got to be kidding. We're mitigating the traffic. He's never lifted a finger to mitigate anything.
That's an allegation Somerville's mayor disputes. Joe Curtatone says $133 million was spent by the city, state, and others to mitigate the environmental impacts of the Assembly Row project. That includes increased traffic.
We invested to create better connectivity to the neighborhood and the region and off I-93 and Route 28. We invested to connect the shores and the banks of the Mystic River that opened up the entire Mystic Fells Reservation for the entire region. We brought a T-station to the first one built in almost 30 years in the Commonwealth to Assembly Square, which took cars off the roadway.
Curtatone's argument centers around development along the Mystic River. And in late spring, the city will argue that Wynn has not done enough to mitigate air quality problems from increased traffic. But Curtatone says the whole issue could be resolved before then.
Obviously, Steve Wynn knows how to get here. I assume he has a phone or a cell phone. Our doors are open. My phone lines are open. I would submit that a good way to invest one's time and money in this process is to engage us in a constructive, honest conversation.
And Steve Wynn agrees. Until he was corrected, Wynn mistakenly believed that Curtatone had been invited to meet.
We had all the mayors were here today except him.
Was he invited today?
I'm sure. Was he invited, Michael? Robert?
No, sir.
No. Oh, we're being petulant. See, I wasn't up to the minute on that. Oh, so we're sticking our tongues out at each other at this point. What a waste of time. I'm sure that this will pass.
So sure, in fact, that Wynn has already set a new date to resume construction on the site. The State Department of Environmental Protection will hear Somerville's case against Wynn on June 2nd, with 60 days to respond. Wynn plans to resume construction on July 1st. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.